Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Man, Sue, I wish we had that on video as we closed out the last hour. I did an amazing tripping over the wires, pulling off most of the equipment that the engineers have set up, spilling Diet Coke under the equipment and my iPad. What else did I miss here?
Well, that was no. That,
did you get anything on your lap or anything like that?
No, we got the box up in time, so
I somehow
think we're okay.
What's the most important thing in a moment like that?
That you don't have a mark on you?
No. It's that I don't have to face the embarrassment of falling on my face. I don't care about the mark. It's the embarrassment because there are a good handful of people that thought I was going down.
Yeah.
I just tripped on some of the wires here.
Yeah,
it felt really good, let me tell you. That was professional.
Not at all embarrassing. So that's good.
I'm just glad the iPad's okay. At least I think it is, because it ended up getting a lot of stuff on it. All right, we are live at Helen Fitzgerald's. I just kind of took a peek over there. They've been doing the weigh-in for Guns N' Roses. Mark Cox is out here right now. He's going to take part in this as a ringside official with a tuxedo. We have to get him on for a little while. We have Colonel Larry O'Toole coming up at the bottom of the hour. I will also have an audio cut of the day. I have to talk about the Sexy Red concert, too, because there's a story with that, and we're going to get into that. But right now, we have David Stokes on. He's the president of Guns N' Roses, also the owner and operator of Grey Eagle Distributors. How are you, David? Thank you for coming back. You saw me take my trip. It was pretty special, wasn't it?
I did, Mark. I was worried about the fighters getting hurt.
And then it's the announcer that hits the floor.
He's now seen behind the curtain.
Yep, that is perfect. Well, how did you get to the position here? How long do you go back with Backstoppers, and how did you become a person that's running this organization right now in Guns N' Roses?
So it's a little bit of a story, but I'll keep it short. I've been involved for 20 years as the president of Guns N' Roses, and I actually wound up filling in for Jerry Clinton, who is one of the founding fathers, original owner of Grey Eagle Distributors, along with Merle Taylor and Jack Martorelli and Bo Holly, Steve's father. And when Jerry retired, I wound up stepping into his position, taking over as not only president of Grey Eagle, but president of Guns N' Roses.
So what drew you to a, you know, what I'm guessing is a volunteer position that's pretty important, right, with Guns N' Roses?
I'll tell you, it's a lot about the St. Louis community. And I born and raised in St. Louis, I spent a little time bouncing around other cities. But when I came back to purchase Grey Eagle, really looking at the community and giving back to the community, that was something that was close to my heart. And the police and firefighters and the first responders, they do so much for us. It's just the least that we could do to give back.
Absolutely. So describe what's been going on out here a little bit. I know they might have a little bit of a pause. Did they complete the whole weigh-in at this time?
Yeah, so they're done with the weigh-in.
Okay.
All the fighters came in. They got their weights. They got the matchup. They got to look eye-to-eye and sized each other up.
Did they not know their matchups until just now? Or they kind of had an idea, didn't they?
They had an idea.
Okay.
But this was the first time seeing face to face.
They've
been training, so you know, you get the eye of the tiger. You got to set the tone for the big match.
Well, and this goes back a while for me. Like maybe it was 15, 12 years ago, whatever. But when I started realizing how much effort was put in by the fighters and how much training, and they take this super seriously, don't they?
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, it's months and months of training, and it's not only making sure that you are ready physically for the fight, but you also have that sense of pride. You don't want to embarrass yourself. And they do a good job.
Like I did 15 minutes ago. Yeah, no, I get it. You could have said that, but yeah, yes, exactly.
But they do a good job with the matchups to make sure we have good quality fights, and we want to put on a great show for St. Louis.
David, it sounds like there are so many volunteers behind this. I mean, talk about the hours that go in just to put something like this on.
It's an army of volunteers, and it really starts like the day after the event ends. We start getting ready for the next year. We have a committee of about 100 people, and these are folks. There are the chief of police, the chief of the firefighters. There are colonels. There are people that are not only benefiting for the cause, but they're giving back with their time, and the fighters all are representing. So we call it a family.
I can see why.
How many fights do the women have? Do they have two?
I think we have one or two lined up for the women, and that's always a crowd pleaser. And it's I got to meet one of the women here. She's actually fighting for the second time. And the reason she came back was her kids were very young, and she wanted to make sure they remembered it. So she said, I'm going to go one last round.
Wow. Okay. That's interesting.
Wow, that is.
She has confidence as well, probably. And then have you done the MMA aspect previously, or is this the first year for that?
No, we've been doing it for a couple
years
now.
Yeah.
Jesse Finney, who I think you had on earlier, kind of heads that up. And it was a way for us to really kind of broaden the demographic as we look to make sure we're getting younger.
Right.
Yeah, it's very popular, and it's something that's been a nice addition to the night.
So, dude, like, I'm old enough. This is so weird when you think about it. I remember being I was not on my junior high basketball team because I wasn't good enough, but I was I could tell you that I was the manager, which I was, but essentially that means the water boy. But, I mean, I kept the stats for the story's going somewhere, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So I'd do the shooting try. It was devastating to me because I loved the game and I just sucked. I have no athletic ability. But I remember being on a school bus, and it was one of the big Ali Foreman fights or something. Oh. And we were listening to it on the radio. I mean, this obviously the history of boxing goes way back before the early 1970s. But this type of event, a big boxing match with Ali, or the big, it captivated the nation back then. It was amazing. I mean, you listen to it on the radio, not only TV.
Yeah.
No, there's no doubt. This has become a tradition on this eve before Thanksgiving. And not only is it the cause that people go down to, but they're looking for a great night.
Yeah.
It's a great way to kick off. We have some younger folks that use it as a pregame. We have some older folks. It's the big night out, so it's a little bit for everybody.
Yeah, there's a lot of tradition there. There's camaraderie. I think people always get confused. I went deer hunting, got skunked last week, but people are very confused by it because it's like the Kentucky Derby. It's not just one race of 2 minutes. It's a whole couple of weeks to build up, and there's an undercard and all that. But, you know, the same thing kind of exists where even these matches can be pretty quick sometimes, can't they?
No doubt. And that's why now that we've gone to live TV, for the first many years, we were just an event down at the Enterprise Center and the Scott Trade before that. And now we're on live TV. There's higher stakes going
right,
here.
There's
airtime to fill.
Yeah, and that's got to put, I mean, just speaking candidly, that's got to put a little bit more pressure on the fighters. I don't care what you say. That's, you know, there's an aspect of that that could get into your head a little bit, right?
Yeah, there's no doubt. We actually had kind of when we had our first year, because this is our fifth year being televised, there was definitely an uptick in interest from the fighters. And all of a sudden, some former folks decided, well, maybe I need to do another round, get a little airtime.
So talk about the crew. Mark Cox is sitting over there. I want to drag him into the conversation when I let you go. But who's doing all this? I know Jasmine's been here doing some of the Fox 2 coverage. Tommy Ackerman, our buddy from KMOX, is involved. Who else is on the broadcast side or that type of that part of the event?
Yeah, so Jasmine's been longtime volunteer supporting the event, really has become kind of a face for kicking things off.
Nice.
But on the play-by-play, Tommy does a great job coming in. And then we also have Chris Pronger.
I saw his name.
Yes.
Connect. Now, has he done that for a while as well?
He's done it over the years, and he's back this year and does a great job. And Chris Pronger knows fighting. So yeah. So
I would say that he does. Yeah. He's an imposing figure, isn't he?
Yeah, 6'9".
Absolutely.
Put him on skates.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I can still flash back to seeing him play for the Blues because he was so big. That's incredible. Tickets, not many remaining, right?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, we're down to the nitty-gritty here. We got them available on Ticketmaster. You can still get them available, but we're looking for a full house.
Now, is a full house, is that, like, you fill the whole place, or do you have some...
No, we filled the whole place. Now,
at
any one time, there's, as you mentioned, the tradition, there's a lot of people that will be out there greeting friends,
in and out.
And the vestibule, it's a social occasion, but it is a fantastic night to enjoy.
What would you say, David, to somebody who hasn't been before? And they've been thinking about it, they haven't pulled the trigger yet. What would you say to push them over the edge?
I would say get ready to experience a range of emotions. You get there, you're getting ready to be entertained, but you also get to see the end-of-watch ceremony, which really honor those first responders that gave their life in the line of duty, and it really hits you hard there. We have a lot of great entertainment, and so there's something for everyone there. So I think it's something if you're thinking about it, go there, you'll be hooked.
Okay, that's what it seems like, because people go year after year after year.
Well, and then one thing I don't even think I've emphasized over the years, and I think this is important, too, is that you wrap up at 9 o'clock, right? This thing's not going until like 11, 11:30. That's significant for families making plans and things like that.
Yeah, and that's been one of the nice things about moving to the televised broadcast. Before, we did go a little later, and then people are like,
gotta stick to the clock.
Yeah, now people know it's like going to a sports event. They know what time to show up.
Yeah.
They know what time it's going to be
over.
That's
awesome. Well, listen, thank you so much for having us participate from a promotion standpoint. David, we love to be here this afternoon. Have fun at the event on Wednesday, and I think you're going to have another great year of success, right?
Awesome. Appreciate your support.
And then next year, just remember this. Mark Cox and I should do a bout.
No. I love that.
Now,
I
he has that. To break some more ribs beforehand because I would have an advantage there, but I'd like to – we'll put the gloves on. See, you don't think that's a good idea?
Well, I do think
he's
got
a little weight
idea,
advantage. I could train. I could get involved here.
You're going to have to eat.
That's yet another draw. There we go.
Yeah, well,
I love it.
True.
I might have to be in the lightweight or the welterweight or something like that.
Yeah, you're not the same weight class. That's all I'm saying.
I feel like you're disrespecting my body.
No, of course not. Why would I do that?
At least you didn't say featherweight.
Yeah, say it the other way. Right. Exactly. But say, how about go the other way? Cox is fatter than you. Just say that instead of making me feel like I have no muscles or anything.
Well, he played football and you didn't. That's all I'm saying.
What? I played football. What are you talking about?
Okay.
He played football, and I played football Parkway West, sophomore year, 1981. I weighed 208, by the way, at that time.
Did you really?
Yeah, that was my high point. I weighed 208.
I take it all
pounds.
Back.
See, thank you very much.
Yes.
I was a left guard. When I pulled, Ken Kennedy, our running back, rolled my ass over because I wasn't fast enough on the pulling plays.
Oh, well,
yes,
you are
I played
now.
Football.
You
yeah,
are
maybe
now.
I am now.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Disrespect my athleticism. David Stokes, great to see you. Hand those headphones off to the aforementioned Mark Cox. But thank you, David, so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Good luck.
Man, Sue's roughing me up here this afternoon.
I just think one of you is going to get killed.
And that's it would likely all. Be me.
Yes,
okay,
and I don't want
fine.
You to
I appreciate
die.
You saving me.
Yes.
I'm trying to gin up this fight between you and I maybe next year.
And next she, year?
Yeah.
I'm saying it's a poor idea.
I'm heavyweight, brother.
Well, that's
you
what
might
she's
be in a
saying.
Little bit of trouble.
I know. I'm just in lightweight category, yes. But I can, I'll gain some weight. How are you? Now, talk
I'm
about what
well.
You're doing in this, because you're going to have a lot of fun. Is it true that you're going to wear a tuxedo on Wednesday night?
I had to go out and rent one because...
And those aren't cheap anymore,
when
are
I worked at Channel 4 20-plus years ago, yeah. I bought one for events, but it's so out of style. It's
right.
got like a cummerbund with bread catch, crumb catcher.
Is it powder blue by any
no,
chance?
No, it's not. It's black. But I told him I should go rent something more modern, so that's what I'm doing. And I'll actually, prior to the television side of things, that starts at 6:30 when our coverage starts at 97.1. I'll be in the ring interviewing the boxer, the winner, whoever wins.
Oh,
I'll step
cool.
in the ring. I'll get to interview Jackie Smith and introduce him to sing Danny Boy, which he does every year, and just toss to a couple of reports around the stadium.
Now, have,
be
you,
fun.
Love have you done that in the past?
Where Never done it.
Okay, so that's no. amazing.
It's
How much
new.
Fun are you going to have?
Oh, it ought to be great.
Yeah, oh,
they want me to
great.
Hype the crowd up and, you know, just have a good time, and because it'll only be broadcast within Enterprise.
Right.
So it'll be on the – and then once they go to TV, then they get the pretty people like, you know, Jasmine Huda and Julie Tristan, then they take over.
Right. I see.
Yeah. That makes perfect sense.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. But, no, this is a lot of fun. We're having a great time out here at Helen Fitzgerald's. We've got a huge crowd. Looks like everyone post-weigh-in has kind of settled in. I almost took our entire block of equipment out a few minutes ago, Mark. I don't know if you
saw
that. That was pretty special.
Again, I well. Fear for how, your life in this
how
fight.
How are the old ribs healing up, by the way?
Thank you for asking. 3 weeks out from my duck hunting accident where I fell into a duck blind and broke 6 ribs, I am far better than I thought I would be right now.
Good.
Like, just sitting here doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
When I turn certain ways, it hurts
a little bit. Right.
If I cough... It'll take me to my knees almost.
It will.
So fortunately, knock on wood, I haven't gotten a cough. Laughing, I'm all right now.
Okay.
But if I sneeze, all bets are off.
Oh, honey. Oh.
So I've kind of been using a lot of hand sanitizer and trying to stay healthy because I do not want to face that problem.
I have two friends at the same time. You and my buddy Mike Fitzgerald, Fitzy and I go way back. He's here a lot because he's a Steelers fan, so he goes to Helen's. But he had a little incident in his home where he just kind of took a step off in the city home, and he cracked 4 ribs, too. So I've never done that, but, I mean, what sucks is you just kind of got to wait it
you
out.
You can't. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
And,
explain the – yeah. I've duck hunted, but it's been a while. But when you say you fell into the duck blind, what kind of blind was it?
Well, when you duck hunt, you hunt underground. So basically they take a backhoe and dig a hole, and they insert a steel box down in the ground. And
okay.
then they have some wire mesh over the top of it with some straw to conceal you
right.
from the ducks.
Right, right, right.
Well, it was foggy that day,
yes.
so we decided to hunt outside of the blind because we couldn't see the ducks. And then we had 4 ducks. We already killed 4, and I kind of got a little excited and stepped forward to shoot another one. My foot went in the hole, and I tumbled inside and hit
my
ribs.
Did the gun go off?
No.
Oh, well, that's a good thing,
that
too.
Is,
that could have been worse, right?
That.
Well, but there were just 2 of us. He was way off to my left.
Okay, okay.
No Dick Cheney incidents
that's what I was
here
wondering about,
to speak
right.
of.
You know,
no,
I was so spoiled, Mark, when I was – and you know how this goes, but people will say, hey, do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? So I had a guy – I had two really fun friends in Milwaukee. One of them was a muskie fishing guide. Like, that's what he did for a living. He was a fishing guide. And he was also an artist, so he would do the covers of, like, In Fisherman magazine. But I went out to this lake outside of Milwaukee when he would have I was the non-paying customer, and we do research and development, right?
Oh,
so
nice.
I got to muskie fish, and I landed a 52-inch one time, and it was a lot of fun. But I had another guy who was a duck hunter. Mark, you got to come out and duck. So I'd go out with him, and I'd bird hunt, and I'd duck hunt. I used to do a lot of pheasant hunting, quail hunting back in the day. I haven't done it in a long time. I used to shoot trap and skeet and, you know, all these other things. But I've kind of put that side of my hunting life away, which is unfortunate because I did it so much up in Wisconsin. But here's what I've said, and you know this. You know, I just got back from the woods of Howard County. Deer hunting is relatively boring. I have patience for sitting out there and watching deer, and I've been able to do it. But duck hunting's fun. It's a lot of
duck hunting
activity,
is fun.
Right?
You can talk to people. You can interact a little bit. You would think it would be less dangerous than deer hunting because you're not climbing up in a tree stand.
Right.
So the minute I tell everybody this story, they're like, how in the hell did you fall into a duck blind? And I have to tell the story. I should have come up with something better, but
well, no,
that was
but,
my
but to your point, that's what happens with deer. The danger in deer hunting is exactly what you just talked about, people falling out of a, you know, stand
15,
or something like 16-foot
right. tree stand, right?
Exactly.
Getting a little carried away. Did you get a deer this year?
No.
You did not.
I saw a lot. Ethan just hunted in Illinois, and he got skunked as well,
that's
right?
Painful stuff. Traumatic stuff.
Yeah. Traumatic, yes.
You know, another skunk, yep.
And my nephew went to the common ground not far from my house in St. Charles
County. And he gets one.
And killed a 9-pointer.
Yeah, isn't that great?
In the common ground with a bow and arrow.
I have a big 8-pointer that's been around my creek in my backyard, and I've been, like, within 15 yards of it. He didn't even know I was there. But it's frustrating because it's been 3 years since I shot a deer, and that's never happened. So the deer are winning. Everyone else in my deer camp seemed to have success, but
it's now been three for me as well. Yeah. So, you know, we got to stick together, Mark.
It's okay. All right, well, Cox, listen, have fun. Are you working all week? You're working Tuesday and Wednesday?
Working the rest through Wednesday, and then we'll have Thursday and Friday off. Can I pump the ATF raffle?
Oh, yeah.
So just text responder to 33100. People have a chance to win about $3,000 worth of liquor, some Pappy Van Winkle. I've got a bottle of that in there, a gun. Knighted Lit Cigar Lounge. All that's going to be, we're going to pick the winners Wednesday at noon out at the range. So you still got plenty of time to buy tickets and good luck. Much better odds than the lottery.
By the way, I
let's
did
put
this.
It that way.
I did this the other day.
Well,
am I supposed to have to? Am I supposed to have my numbers?
No,
that,
you. Oh. No, it'll. It's
now
all
that I'm entered,
computer
I'm
generated.
Okay.
You're generated.
Yeah, it's real easy. I did it live on the air.
Thank you.
And I think I bought the $25 pack, which
awards
you several tickets. So even though I'm not eligible to win, if somehow I win, I will give the prize away. I can guarantee you that. But I did donate to the cause.
Thank you, Mark.
Great to see you. Thanks.
Yes.
And have fun with this. This sounds like a blast.
It should be a good time.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Take a break. We're coming back with more 97.1 FM Talk live at Helen Fitzgerald's for the weigh-in for Guns N' Hoses, which wrapped a short time ago. We have all kinds of the fighters hanging out here with us. Mark Cox was just on the air. We have Colonel Lawrence O'Toole, who is the executive director of Backstoppers, who will join us in just a little bit. But I had to get a couple of topics in here and talk about something. So yesterday I open up my iPad, and I'm looking at our local paper, Sue, and the headline, one of the headlines on the front page of STL Today was Chaos Closes Out Sexy Red's High Energy Concert. You know Sexy Red, I'm a huge fan. We'll play a little music in the background here from Sexy Red.
Well, I'm aware of Sexy Red,
The word chaos intrigued me. Chaos,
right.
What is that? What kind of chaos ensued at the concert? And it says mayhem erupted after the Sexy Red and Friends concert at Enterprise Center on Saturday night as a crowd stampeded through the arena concourse after 3 hours of high-energy rap, viral dance crazes, and 14 celebrity guests. Stirred by false alarms of a shooting, large crowds started to run as they saw others rushing away. Venue staff confirmed that a shooting did not occur, despite the frenzy.
Huh.
Concertgoers screamed and ran toward exits and hiding spots, with some falling to the ground and being trampled.
Okay.
They piled into the restrooms and food vendor coves, stuffing three or more people into the stalls and damaging certain areas of the venue in an attempt to hide.
Oh, my God.
That seems like a significant story, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The chaos began shortly after the concert ended awkwardly at 11:30. After performing the song Looking for the H, It Ain't My Fault, I can only imagine what that is, Sexy bid a swift farewell to the crowd. The St. Louis native, that's right, she's from here, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And platinum-selling rapper said she loved her hometown and extended holiday salutations before sashaying offstage with her backup dancers to her song Sexy Walk.
Well, the song that we just she clearly has a theme going here.
Yeah.
Because the song that just played was Get It Sexy.
Yeah.
So, you know, she sticks with the theme.
Yeah. I gotcha.
It's all capital S, too.
Well,
and two Ys, just
two
so you know.
Yep, that's, yep.
Was there a sound as if there was a shooting? Is that what people heard? Or was it that somebody yelled, there's been a shooting?
I don't know.
That's a very confusing
story. That I don't know. But
Mark, this is not the first time, though, that this has happened at one of her concerts in St. Louis, though, right? I feel like this is deja vu. Like, we've done this story before.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I'd say. And you know, when I was rushing the concourse and piling into stalls after the Eagles were here, or, you know, Rod Stewart, I the same thing happened to me. So I get it. I get that Sexy Red's crowd is very similar. Like when we just gave away tickets to Foreigner and Leonard Skinner, same thing's going to happen there. I mean, basically, it's the same situation. There's no difference whatsoever. But how about that? Now, I don't know, because I don't watch a lot of the local TV news, especially on the weekends. I don't know if there – you'd think there'd be a little video from some of this, right?
Yeah,
but if you didn't see that story in the STL Today yesterday – and they have, by the way, what's fun is they have all these pictures of Sexy Red and her boobs hanging out, but they don't have one picture of anything that happened in the aftermath. What the hell would the
That's odd.
It's on purpose is what it is, not odd. Uh-huh. I'm actually surprised they did this story at all. I really am.
Well, I'm sure they distinguished, because the article I saw, well, AI takes it and says there were no riots at the Sexy Red concert. It wasn't violence. It was chaos.
She did have a lot of guests, though, which is interesting, on the rap side. I mean, if you know some of these names.
Oh, I see.
They said that
mean.
She had like 13 special appearances or something like that. She went through 19 tracks and introduced her guests. So anyway, I just wanted to highlight that because it happens so often with the white rock bands that go through Enterprise Center. Just beware that you might get trampled the next time you go to one of those shows. We're coming back with more on 97.1 FM Talk. Live at Helen Fitzgerald's, which is a great place to watch a football game or a baseball game or a soccer game. We have Monday Night Football tonight, which should be fun. But we also had the weigh-in for Guns N' Roses, the big event, Enterprise Center on Wednesday night. The matchups are all set, and now it's just about raising money for Backstoppers. And Lieutenant Colonel Larry O'Toole is with us. He's the Executive Director of Backstoppers. Thank you for having us. Thank you for making 97.1 FM Talk a part of this great event. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
How long have you been with the organization?
You know, I just took over a little more than a year ago.
Oh, wow.
Chief Patel retired, and I was selected to take over officially. I was hired a year ago, and then January 1, I took over the executive director.
Not that I want to put extra pressure on you,
that's
but you
okay.
know what they say, right? You never want to be the guy that follows the guy. And Ron Battelle was the guy, wasn't he? He really was.
He did a fantastic job for Backstoppers, and he ran it, was there for 20 years. You know, but you know, Backstoppers, we've been around for 66 years. You know, so it's a great organization. And I was telling some people earlier, in 1960, we had our first, it was started in 1959. 1960, they had their first death of a Spanish Lake firefighter.
Uh-huh.
And of course, we stay with the families throughout their life. We have his widow is 101 years old, who we're assisting in a nursing home.
You got to be kidding me.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you talk about it, and it's big because you talk about nonprofits and how long they've been around. We've been around for 66 years. We're not a one and done where we give you a check and say, hey, good luck to you. We stay with these families for their life.
That is, Garen Mosby was on earlier and he was talking about that. And you know, sometimes what we don't think of is we can talk about this in broader terms and how you help officers. But sometimes, you know, and you're close to this with the emotions and the effect that it has on children, families, mothers, fathers, wives, husbands, right? And, you know, Garen was talking about that he's had to give this notification sometime, but then what helps significantly is Backstopper steps in, I mean, almost immediately, right?
Yes. You know, I was a St. Louis City police officer for 38 and a half years.
Wow. Yeah.
So, unfortunately, I was there on a number of incidents when I was on the city. And now in this new role, you know, we are there as fast as we can to get there to the widow and to just tell them what we're going to be there for you. And then we get back with them in another week or two whenever they settle down. And we tell them when we meet with them originally, we give them a folder and hey, get all your bills together, everything that you have. And then when they come in to see us, then we make them debt free.
You know what we don't think about is that, for instance, that woman who's 101, how much you're already paying out year to year, and then adding more. In other words, there's just it's continuous.
Yeah, that's what people don't realize when I say we're not a one-and-done organization. We're there. In fact, you know, we figure that once we take over a family for life, you know, we're going to end up paying about close to $1 million.
Easily, right?
You know,
oh, my gosh.
And Guns N' Roses has been around for 38 years. In the last 4 years, they've given us $1 million for the donation from Guns N' Roses, and that's fantastic. our health insurance for our 100 families and 75 children is $1.1 million.
Oh, gosh.
You know, so it in order for us to complete our mission to take care of these families and these children, it takes a lot of money to do that, you know, and they help us quite a bit with doing that, and so we're proud. That's our mission, but Guns and Hoses, they help us tremendously with that.
So backstoppers, and again, sometimes I'm naive and ignorant, and I apologize for that. My listeners know that's a regular thing. But this is a St. Louis organization, Backstoppers.
Well, it started as a St. Louis organization. We have 28 counties. We have 18 counties in Missouri and 10 counties in Illinois.
Okay.
We go down to, you know, to Sikeston, Missouri, where in October they had a Sikeston police officer was shot and killed.
Yeah.
So we covered that. We go up to, you know, to Pike County in Missouri, you know, Bowling Green area. We go out to Montgomery County, to Rolla. We go there. We go over to Carlisle Lake in 10 counties.
It's regional, though, right?
Yes, that's the region.
Yeah, okay.
But it's 28 counties is our footprint.
Did you ever fight back in the day?
I fought the first 2 years of Guns and Hoses.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. And I know you're dying to know. 2-0.
Ah, of course you're going to say that. Congratulations.
Well, let me tell you, I told people, you know, I was in law enforcement, and the firefighters are no different. If you fight your first year and you win,
then you come back.
Well, you go back to the station, and everybody, you just got lucky. You know, so you got to go back and show them I didn't get lucky twice.
That's awesome.
You know? So that's why you'll see a number of the fighters. They continue and they'll fight more in 1 year.
But it's got to. I mean, I'm thinking you're hazed a little bit if you don't win, right?
Well, you know, it's everybody's a winner. You know, the big winner obviously is, you know, Guns and Hoses, Backstoppers, but the biggest winner is our widows and our children.
Right.
You know, so everybody's a winner that night, and it's a fantastic night.
Awesome. Well, is there anything else you need to let people know? The tickets are likely going to sell out. You got the TV coverage, right? You got the radio coverage on 97.1 FM Talk. You have all these people that make this a night before Thanksgiving tradition, and then we're off to, you know, gorge ourselves on Thursday, right?
Right, yes. Well, you know, Guns and Hoses have become so popular that now they make the next day a holiday and they call it Thanksgiving.
You know, has it ever gotten a significant amount of national media attention at all or not?
Well, you know, it's won 5 Emmys, I believe, now. Now that's on
those
television.
Those are like local Emmys. But you know what? This should really, especially for the Thanksgiving news cycle, there's no reason that Fox shouldn't run something on Thanksgiving with video from this to show it off.
You know? This year they're going to have a Kansas City police.
Right.
Come here and fight. So it's
so that
be,
can make it a little bit more.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then the MMA aspect of that, that's relatively new, right?
It is, you know, but I'm not in that business, but they tell me that you know, the younger generation likes
they're into it.
They do.
They
right?
likes that MMA, you know. So, you know, hey, you gotta change, you know, adapt with your environment and give your customers what they want. So
no, clearly. You know, that is something that, you know, and I will tell you that I've watched a few MMA matches that have been pretty impressive.
When you see it, I'll tell you what the best fights, if you want to see some of the best fights, are the female fighters. I'm telling you, you won't want to mess with them. I mean,
going back to our previous topic, Sue, what do you think? Best fights at the Sexy Red Show over the weekend or on Wednesday night at Enterprise? That might be a close one.
Man.
That might be a close one. Larry, thank you so much for all the service that you've given to St. Louis. And, you know, in your new role as Backstoppers, we're going to rock it out, raise a lot of money on Wednesday night.
Yes.
And you know we're there for anything that you need at 97.1 FM Talk to get the word out. Just let us know. But
I will.
Have fun. Have a blast.
I think this
has gotten off to a great start at Helens. We'll see you soon.
Thank you very much.
Audio cut of the day coming up before we wrap things up in our live broadcast on 97.1 FM Talk. Jasmine Huda's in the house. Sue, we better talk to her. I wanted to get you, will you put these headphones on and talk to us right now live on the radio, or is that going to mess up your hair? Yes, we'd like to have you. She's going to say wait. She's got to get an approval from management.
Well,
Jasmine has been here.
Go
well, I
up.
Wanted her, you know, here's the thing. Like, if Fred was here, he would have probably tracked her down, and Ethan's been busy here at the board. Can you talk to us or not? Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Sit down, my
We're
dear.
Live at Helen Fitzgerald's. They did the weigh-in. Just a couple of, I guess it'd be about almost 2 hours ago is when they started. And we've been talking about Jasmine all afternoon, and I knew she was kind of in the house, but she finally came over to say hi because I know that you've had official and you're going to mess up the TV hair. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Fine.
It's awesome to be here.
I haven't seen you in so long.
A million years, and you don't age.
Well, thank you.
What
I think
heck?
I do. But every once in a while, we would see each other at events or MC things and
like
stuff like that. Right.
Two ships passing in the...
Yeah, we talked to Mr. Pertzborn and gave him his farewell a couple weeks ago. That's sad, isn't it? John's such a great guy.
He's a legend.
Yeah. So what are you doing with this? This is awesome. You're involved. You were the MC for the weigh-in, and you're involved in the broadcast on...
Yeah, so I will be ringside. I've been ringside for... How many years have I been...
Several, right?
Several, yeah. Probably like a decade.
Like more, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that long?
Yeah. And the show's been televised for the last 4 years.
Right.
But, yeah, I've been doing it for quite some time.
So what would you say about this? And this is so shameful, and I haven't mentioned this today. I feel like I have a bit of an excuse. I've never gone to the event. Now, my kids are in town. Like, my grandchild's in town today. Haven't seen him in a long time. So that's kind of the reason I don't go on Wednesday nights. But one of the things that's nice is, and I didn't realize this, with the TV coverage, you kind of have a stop point, right? So by 9 o'clock, you still have time to get back to do things
with
the families.
This is a very choreographed television production. It's very well done. It starts at 6:30. It ends at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we have a top-notch team in the booth producing this show, directing. I mean, we've been working on this for a long time. The prep takes a lot of time because there's so much, and there are hundreds of people. We have hundreds of volunteers for Guns N' Hoses, and tonight is just one of those shining examples where you see everyone coming together.
Yeah,
for Wednesday night. It's kind of like Wednesday night is the wedding, and tonight is the rehearsal dinner.
Yeah, that's great. Well, listen, thanks for swinging by, because we've kind of name-checked you a couple of times. We knew you were out here and that you were doing this, so I wanted to say hi, so I'm glad you popped on over. That's very appreciated.
I'm so glad you guys are involved.
Yeah, it's been great.
This is great.
Look, we've had amazing conversations. We just had Larry on. Garen Mosby was amazing from earlier. We had Jesse Finney on, so a lot of folks.
Oh, you got all the heavy hitters. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we were mildly...
I'm just filler.
We were mildly confused by David Stokes' name, because there's a David Stokes with the Show Me Institute, two different David Stokes.
Right.
Jasmine, so, what is your favorite part of this event?
My single favorite part of the event. Have you ever been? Have you watched? I have many favorite moments. I would have to say the national anthem.
Oh, yeah.
It's by Officer Eva Miller Galvan, and I just adore her. She puts so much heart into it, and she brings her own into it.
That's neat.
And just, I make a point wherever I am next to the ring, I've got my phone and I'm watching it. It's just so beautiful. There's so many moments, though, and that's the great thing. There's so many traditions about the show, but they always add something new. You never know what you're going to get.
I think it's amazing. It really is.
It is.
It's
never
awesome.
You're never like, oh, been there, done that. There is. You'll never get that with Guns N' Hoses.
Well, keep your eye on Mark Cox, because apparently he has a little bit more of a visible role. You know, he's not always to be trusted. You know that, right?
He's trouble. I just saw him. I said, we've got our eye on you.
Do this. Just make him laugh, because his ribs will hurt.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't even have to touch him. Just see if you can make him laugh.
Well, okay,
I'm
then.
So cruel, aren't I? I mean, unbelievable. Jasmine Huda, great to see you.
Mark, great to
have
see you.
Have fun.
Sue, right?
Nice
Sue
to meet
Thomas.
You.
I recognize your voice.
Sue Thomas is a legend, too.
You are a legend.
No, no.
We're going to do audio cut of the day. Jasmine, we'll see you soon, like in a few years.
See you guys.
That's where I get to see you. Right, all right.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Thank you. Daniel, go ahead. Let's get audio cut of the day rolling.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
I'm going to do a couple here just because this was a day where I did not have a chance to air audio because we were sitting out here doing a great broadcast at Helen Fitzgerald's. But what's funny is, and Dan, we're going to start with Chasen Groh at number five because, believe it or not, some of the legacy members of the media pressed these Democrats who went on last week. Sue, remember that video where they said, if you don't want to obey orders, then you don't have to. So here is Congressman Groh explaining his position.
How do you respond to these allegations from your colleagues, fellow veterans, that what you have put out there is weakening and corrosive to the military?
Well, these unfortunately are some of Trump's core supporters that are rallying behind the president, and they know better. They know exactly the difference between lawful versus unlawful. We were very clear in the video that what we're talking about is unlawful orders. You have the president's spokesperson going into a press conference this past week and saying that we called for people to disobey lawful orders. They're simply lying because the truth is unacceptable to them. It's unacceptable. We wanted to start a conversation, and we did, about the dangerous rhetoric this president is using and the threats that he's made to use our military in an unlawful way.
Specifically what?
Well, send troops into Chicago, send troops into polling stations, kill terrorists' families, arrest and execute members of Congress.
What? They're nuts. That guy was in the military. It's unbelievable that he said all that. I'll take it a step further. Here is Congresswoman Elise Lotkin.
So let's talk right now. Do you believe President Trump has issued any illegal orders?
To my knowledge, I am not aware of things that are illegal.
So they don't have anything. They can't name.
That's their answer.
Yes, and they were, you know, again, giving Margaret Brennan and some of these a little credit over the weekend because they couldn't answer the question. They were asked several times, hey, what are you trying to point out here?
Yeah, and, what specifically?
Yeah.
And they can't do it.
And then play this. I'm so confused by this. I'm going to have to ask Jennings what happened here because I don't think he was on the panel. But play Abby Phillip, Daniel. This is cut number one. Abby Phillips is host of the show on CNN that Scott's on the panel. And I don't even know what this is, the same topic. Okay, I don't even know what the hell she's trying to say here. Hit that cut.
A wink and a nod, and it's all meant to undermine the President of the United States. The military does not have a right to undermine the
chief. Hold on a second. In this country, you do get to undermine the President of the United
Not
States.
Not if you're in the military.
No.
He's the commander in chief.
If you are a member of Congress, you absolutely, in this country, have a free right to undermine the President of the United States.
To undermine the commander in chief.
To undermine?
What?
Now, let me tell you something. If Jennings was on that panel, there would have been a rhymes with witch slap.
Oh, I'm pretty sure.
But that's the kind of stuff that they're going to. So I guess no members of the legacy media, maybe a couple, they didn't think that this was problematic. I give them a little credit for talking about the topic because it would have been easy for them to kind of gloss over it and blow right by it. But that is somewhat stunning. So, Sue, as I will not be with you until next Monday, keep track of these stories because I tend to tune out. I do have Idris in town, my grandson, who is at my house right now. So I'm off to pick up some sushi, go home, and have a few days off.
Good for you.
Fred will be back on Monday, too. Ethan, are you working the rest of the week, or which days are you working?
I am here on Tuesday.
Okay.
And then Joe Beamer will be hosting the next 2 days in your place.
And we have best of set for Thursday
and Friday. Yes.
Good stuff, too. Really, some of them are recent conversations that really jumped out, a couple maybe from earlier this summer. I kind of tend to save, you know, the stuff that's a little lighter for the end of the year. But have a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk next Monday.
You got it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But
But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.